Welcome to the NewsRamp Business Startups Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 22nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of business startups, headlines, and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Q&A with Tim Lovett, CEO and co-owner of Waterloo Turf. Tim Lovett, CEO and co-owner of Waterloo Turf, leverages his diverse experience to drive franchise growth opportunities. Established in 2021 and franchised since December 2024, Waterloo Turf offers low-cost entry into the turf industry. With over 36 territories sold, expansion beyond Texas is underway. Targeting regions where outdoor living is a year-round lifestyle, Waterloo Turf focuses on maintaining a personal touch amid rapid growth. Homeowners seek low-maintenance outdoor spaces, while commercial buyers prioritize durability and cost savings. Waterloo Turf sets itself apart by treating installations as a system, integrating turf with other outdoor upgrades for a complete transformation. The fastest turf adoption is seen in residential settings, pet facilities, and schools. Recent turf projects show a trend towards full outdoor makeovers, combining turf with pavers, gravel, and flower beds for functional and stylish outdoor spaces.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business Startups Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.